Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah warned President Bush yesterday that the U.S. must apply more pressure on Israel to find a solution to the violence in the Middle East. The two men met for 5 hours at the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, where the Saudi leader said the Israeli-Palestinian conflict could result in problems for the U.S. across the entire Arab world. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Crawford.
The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, dressed in traditional flowing robes, was greeted by President Bush, who wore a business suit and cowboy boots, in the driveway of the ranch. They shook hands and headed inside. While the two leaders met behind closed doors, a top advisor to Abdullah outlined the Saudi concerns to reporters. He said there's growing worry in the Arab world about a perceived U.S. bias toward Israel. And if the U.S. doesn't address the issue, he said, it risks grave consequences to its interests in the region. Youssef Ibrahim, a Middle East specialist at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the anti-American sentiment that the Saudis describe is real.
The anger in the Saudi street cannot be underestimated, and it covers the gamut, the full range of normal, ordinary, everyday working people, all the way up to the decision-making technocrats and the royal family. And I think the pressure from the street is impossible to ignore.
When the meeting wrapped up and Abdullah had left, President Bush met with reporters, downplaying any differences with the Saudis. He called the session a cordial one, confirming the close ties between the two nations. On the Middle East, the president said both he and Abdullah share a vision of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace.
We discussed the need for Arab states to condemn terror, to stop incitement of violence, and as part of a long-term peace, to accept Israel as a nation and a neighbor. We also agreed the world must join in offering humanitarian aid to the many innocent Palestinians who are suffering.
President Bush did again call for Israel to withdraw its military forces from areas it seized during its three-week offensive in the West Bank, and he stressed that the U.S. is committed to helping bring peace to the region, but said that will only be achieved with the help of leaders like Crown Prince Abdullah. The Saudis, too, had some positive words about the session, calling the relationship with the U.S. strong and unbreakable, and dismissing reports that they were considering cutting oil exports to the U.S. in response to the Bush administration's Middle East policy. The president, meanwhile, also dismissed reports that his administration doesn't think the Saudis have done enough to fight terrorism. Some Saudi officials have openly praised Palestinian suicide bombers. 15 of the 19 hijackers from September 11th were Saudi citizens, and a recent telethon on Saudi TV raised money for what was described as Palestinian martyrs. But yesterday, President Bush said he has been assured that the Crown Prince is committed to fighting terrorism.
He knows that a strategy by some would be to split the United States and Saudi Arabia. It's a strong, important friendship, and he knows that, and I know that, and we're not going to let that happen. So he's been very strong in the condemnation of terror, for which I'm grateful.
Still, it's not clear what yesterday's meeting actually accomplished. It may be enough that what could have been a very difficult session was not. For his part, President Bush says this kind of visit does do something very important. It allows him to establish a personal relationship with Abdullah, which Mr. Bush says will help improve relations between their two countries. Don Gagne, NPR News, Crawford, Texas.